From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The founder of the WikiLeaks website, Julian Assange, is under arrest in London, where he surrendered to police today. Assange is wanted in Sweden. Larry Miller reports Assange has been unseen since WikiLeaks released a quarter of a million secret U.S. diplomatic cables.
Swedish prosecutors want to question Assange over rape and other sex-related allegations, which Assange denies. A WikiLeaks spokesman says Assange's arrest is an attack on media freedom and that it will not stop the release of more secret files. Assange will attend London's magistrate court later today. If the judge finds there's a case to be answered and the arrest warrant is legally valid, Assange could be extradited to Sweden. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama says he decided that compromising to solve problems was better than fighting with congressional Republicans over Bush-era tax cuts set to expire this month. The result is a tentative agreement with GOP leaders that extends those cuts for people at all income levels. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the deal goes well beyond those tax cuts, though.
President Obama reluctantly agreed to go along with tax cuts, even for the wealthiest Americans, after Senate Republicans made it clear otherwise everyone's taxes would be going up next month. In exchange, Mr. Obama won some concessions from the GOP, including a 13-month extension in jobless benefits and a payroll tax holiday designed to put an extra $120 billion into workers' pockets next year.
It's the right thing to do for jobs. It's the right thing to do for the middle class. It is the right thing to do for business, and it's the right thing to do for our economy.
Mr. Obama will still have a chore in selling the deal to members of his own party. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan today for meetings with that country's president and with American commanders. Gates getting updates in advance of a review of U.S. strategy in Afghanistan that's scheduled to be completed next week. A Pentagon spokesman says Gates already has a pretty good sense that the strategy is working. President Obama has said he remains committed to starting withdrawing American troops from Afghanistan next summer. Also in Afghanistan today, British Prime Minister David Cameron. He says Britain may start withdrawing its troops from Afghanistan next year as well. Some new research is showing that taking daily low doses of aspirin may reduce the risk of dying from many kinds of cancer. The study found that cancer deaths were about 20% lower among people taking low-dose aspirin during the research. Oxford University medical researcher Peter Rothwell.
The rapidly growing cancers like esophageal cancer, pancreatic cancer, brain cancer, you begin to see the benefits in terms of reduced diagnoses and deaths after about 4 or 5 years. But for very slow-growing cancers like prostate, it takes 15 years.
But some other experts are disagreeing that people who are otherwise healthy should be taking daily low doses of aspirin. This is NPR News from Washington. A family friend says Elizabeth Edwards is gravely ill and may not have long to live. The estranged wife of former Senator John Edwards of North Carolina has been battling cancer, and doctors are saying that further treatment would not be productive. In a posting on Facebook, Edwards says living with hope and trying to have a positive impact on the world have made her days more meaningful and precious. A new survey finds that three-quarters of middle-class Americans are expecting to work into older age. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the poll finds most have not saved nearly enough for retirement.
Most predict they'll need an average of $300,000 to live on for two decades of retirement. But Wells Fargo's Retirement Fitness Survey finds they've actually only saved about $20,000. Laura Nordquist of Wells Fargo says the poll also asked what would most impact someone's ability to stop working.
Health care costs at the very top, 47% were fearful of rising health care costs, compared to only 29% were worried about market volatility.
The survey finds middle-class 20-somethings the most skittish about the stock market, even though they have the most time for stocks to grow in value. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Frigid air from Canada is sweeping across the eastern U.S., causing more unseasonably cold temperatures in the southeast today. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Corti says there will be snow showers farther north.
We have a strong storm center that's just approximately over New England. This is helping to funnel very cold air southward across the Great Lakes. And in the lee of the Great Lakes, we're seeing a lot of snow showers developing.
Corti says temperatures in Florida today are expected to dip into the upper 30s. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for